She'd never been touched down there by a boy. Wouldn't she know it if she had? Of course she would. So how could she be pregnant? Kathleen Bivier was a virgin. She'd never had sexual intercourse. But she was pregnant. A sudden wave of nausea came over Kathleen and nearly knocked her to the floor. She felt dizzy and thought she might throw up in the waiting room. She glanced at the clock over the reception desk with no receptionist. It was nearly 6:20. Where was the receptionist? More important, where was the doctor? Kathleen wanted to run out of the women's clinic, but she fought off the powerful instinct. She stood and walked to a pinewood door directly behind the reception desk. Kathleen took a deep breath, possibly the deepest of her life. She turned the metal handle, and the door opened. She heard a soft, mellow voice coming from down the hall. Thank God someone was here after all. She followed the sound. Hello, Kathleen called out tentatively. Hello, anybody? I'm a patient. I'm Kathleen Bivier. Hello? The door at the far end of the hall was partially open, and Kathleen heard the pleasing voice inside. She slowly pushed the door open all the way. Hello? Something was wrong. It didn't feel right to Kathleen. She felt she should leave, but it had taken her so much courage to come here in the first place. The air was thick, almost viscous. There was a smell of alcohol. But something else, too. Kathleen put her hand to her mouth. It took her a few seconds to take in the full, horrifying effect of what she saw. A young, dark-haired woman was hanging from a hook high up on the wall. She wore a white medical coat. Her name tag read, Dr. Higgins. A cord was slip-knotted crudely around her neck, which was stretched to at least twice its normal length. The neck and face were congested a brutally dark red. There was hemorrhaging in the eyes, which were frozen in fear. The woman's brown hair cascaded over her shoulders. Trembling, Kathleen reached out and touched the woman's hand. It was still warm and damp. Dr. Higgins, her doctor. This woman had just died. In a panic, Kathleen jerked her hand away. She wanted to run, but some force held her there. Something so powerful, so awful. She saw a stethoscope coiled beside a pad of paper. On the pad was written Kathleen's name. Oh no, she screamed. There was a gathering in her stomach as fear and guilt and shame overpowered her in one sickening, wrenching movement. At that instant, she realized she couldn't stand being in this world anymore. The thought was so strange, so overwhelming, it was almost as if it weren't her own. A tray of instruments glittered near the pad of paper. Kathleen took up a sharp blade. It was ice cold and menacing in her hand. She heard a voice, but no one was there. The voice was deep, commanding.
You know what you have to do, Kathleen. We've talked about it. Go ahead now. It's the right thing.
In the space between the pink cuff of her Ralph Lauren Oxford cloth shirt and the crease of her left wrist, she sliced. The skin parted.
See how easy it is, Kathleen? It's nothing, really. Just the natural order of things.
Then blood welled up and fell in large drops onto the floor. Tears flowed from her eyes and intermixed with the blood.
One more cut, just to be sure.
The second cut was harder for her to do. The wristband of her watch covered the best place on her vein, and her left hand was already weak. She sliced into the vein again. She sank to her knees, as if in prayer. Kathleen managed a third slash before everything jumped to black. She fell unconscious beneath the feet of the hanging doctor, whose mouth now seemed frozen in a knowing smile.
I suppose that given everything that has happened, it isn't too much of a stretch of the imagination to say this is one of the most incredible stories ever, and the strangest I've ever encountered. The weirdest thing of all is that I'm a part of it. A big part. I remember how my involvement began, remember every detail as if it happened just moments ago. I was in my small, hopelessly cluttered, but comfortable office in the Back Bay section of Boston, I was staring off in the general direction of the high towers that include the John Hancock and the Prudential Center buildings. The door opened without so much as a knock, and an elderly man stepped in. He was wearing a gray pinstriped suit, white-on-white shirt, and a dark blue silk tie. He looked like a successful Beacon Hill lawyer or a businessman. I knew that he was neither. He was John Cardinal Rooney of the Archdiocese of Boston and one of the most important religious leaders in the world, and a friend of mine. "Hello, Annie," he said. "Nice to see you, even under these circumstances." "Nice to be seen, Eminence," I said, and I smiled as I rose from my seat. "You didn't have to get all dooted up to see me, though." "What circumstances?" "Oh, but I did," Rooney said. "I'm traveling incognito, you see, because of the circumstances." "I see."